Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ways of Faith podcast. This is Father Steve, and we are continuing today to discuss prayer and its different forms. I think this is especially important now as we're all kind of hunkered down at home following the executive order from the governor to keep social distance, and as we are also aware, we are in a time when there is to be no public celebration of the Mass in order to limit gatherings in large groups and to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. So being that we're probably at home more often now than we have been before, perhaps a little bit of a silver lining in that is that it can give us an opportunity to focus a little bit on our own personal prayer. I'd like to talk today about a form of prayer called spiritual reading. Spiritual reading. Now, when we hear the words spiritual reading, we might not think of this as a form of prayer at all. Is reading really a form of prayer? Well, spiritual reading, if we're carrying it out as intended, is very prayerful. Spiritual reading is when we read a spiritual text, a Catholic text, especially approved texts, such as letters from the popes, or readings from the catechism, or reading books that have been written by great Christian authors such as St. Francis de Sales or St. Augustine or Blessed Columba Marmion or Bishop Fulton Sheen. And we read these texts in a very specific way, a prayerful way. And that's quite different than, you know, regular normal reading of a book, so to say. When we read a regular book, a work of fiction or history or a biography, we're reading in order to accomplish something. What I mean is that we're reading with the goal of reading the book and finishing it and thereby getting to the end of the story. Sure, of course, we enjoy the fact of reading itself very much, but we still are reading as a task or as a goal-oriented activity. But spiritual reading is not that. When we do spiritual reading, we are not reading first and foremost in order to accomplish something or to meet a goal. In other words, when we are doing spiritual reading, we should not be paying attention to how many pages we read today, or how much of the book we have left, or even how many spirituality books we have read altogether. Spiritual reading is meant to be a way of encountering God in prayer. And so when we are doing spiritual reading, we're not focused on getting through the book. We are instead focused on, what does God wish for me to know today through this text that I am reading? So, when I sit down to do spiritual reading, let's say with a classic spiritual text like St. Augustine's Confessions, I say a prayer before I start and I read slowly until something strikes me. I pay attention to what sticks out to me or what speaks to me or makes me pause, something that I would want to note or underline if I do that kind of thing. That's then a spot where I should stop reading and take a little time to think about that phrase or that sentence or that paragraph that struck me and mull it over. How does it apply to my life? What's God trying to tell me? What can I learn from this? And then, when I've prayed with it for a little while, thought about it for a little while, then I pick up the book and resume reading again until I get to another phrase or sentence or paragraph that strikes me or is somehow curious to me or mysterious. And then I put the book down again and ponder and pray about that phrase or sentence some more. Now notice with that process, I am not reading in order to get through the book. It's not about accomplishment or productivity in that regard. It's about the book being a tool to help me to pray. The better way to gauge spiritual reading is not how many pages did I read today, but to set a timer, actually. So, for example, I set my watch for 10 minutes. And when that 10 minutes is up, then I mark the spot in the book where I am, and I put it down, and I start again at that spot the next day when I take that book up again for more spiritual reading. And the neat thing about spiritual reading is that one day in that 10 minutes, I might, you know, read 5 pages of the book. The next day in that same 10 minutes, I might only read 1 paragraph because it was a particularly powerful paragraph that had a lot for me to think about and apply to my life. So again, the amount read is not important. What's important is being attentive to what strikes my heart or strikes a chord in my soul as I'm reading. Now, this is a specific kind of reading, and it's different from other kinds. So, for example, there's Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading. That refers typically only to the sacred scriptures, to the Bible. It's a specific kind of way of reading the Bible prayerfully. I'm going to talk about Lectio Divina in a future podcast. But spiritual reading is also different from regular or normal reading. Now, there's some spiritual books that are very appropriately read like a normal book. For example, a biography of a saint. It's probably not as conducive to spiritual reading, but it's more fitting for just sitting down in front of the fireplace and reading for a while, like we would read a novel. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we're doing spiritual reading, we should be attentive to how we carry it out, because it's meant to be carried out differently. And the text that we choose for spiritual reading is important, because it really needs to be a text that is theologically sound and accurate. That's why we can never go wrong with something from the early church fathers in the first several centuries of the church. Think of like St. Augustine, as I mentioned, St. John Chrysostom, St. Athanasius. There's a long list of early church fathers that we could read. A lot of their stuff is available online for free. Or also, of course, there's a whole host of spiritual classics that have stood the test of time in the church. Now, I realize that we might not be super familiar with a lot of the spiritual classics or really familiar with just really great Catholic books out there that would make great texts for prayerful reading, spiritual reading. So in the next few days, I'm going to put together a list of some of my favorite Catholic spirituality texts, texts that would be great for spiritual reading. I'm going to put that list on our parish website so that you can perhaps get a copy of one of or two of them and try them out. And the last thing today is just a thought of something that I think would be really neat for us to try as a parish, okay? I think there can be benefit for groups of people to be reading the same spiritual text, because then we're learning together. And God speaks to us not just as an individual, but as a group. Now, we know this from the secular world, right? There's reading groups or book clubs all over the place, because there's some sense of camaraderie that comes from knowing that you're in a group of people who are all reading the same book, and you get together and talk about it. You're having the same experience of going through this novel together. Well, the same can be true about spiritual reading within a parish or within a group among parishioners. So I'm going to encourage all of us during this time of being at home to consider reading with me part 4 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Now, part 4 is the portion of the Catechism that is specifically dedicated to prayer. And there is a lot of really rich stuff in that section. It begins with paragraph number 2558, and it continues from there. Now, if we don't have a catechism at home, that's okay, because it's free online. You can just go online and search Catechism of the Catholic Church and pull up the online version, okay? So perhaps each of us could spend just a few minutes each day and try some spiritual reading with what the catechism says about prayer. And again, remember, it's not about how many paragraphs or pages you can get through in 5 minutes. It's not about quantity. It's about quality. If you only make it through one paragraph of text in 5 minutes because you're finding it to be so rich and deep and that there's a lot to think about, that's fine. But let's all read about the life of prayer as we are all staying at home, so that when we come back together again in the near future, we can talk about what we've read and learned. And like I said, I'll be posting in the next couple days a list of classic spiritual texts, some of my favorites that I think would be great texts to use for spiritual reading on our website. Okay? God bless you. An act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.